This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While much of the oxygen in Washington today has been sucked up by the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings and by the new Bob Woodward book about the inner workings of the Trump White House, there is work underway elsewhere in the Capitol to respond to China's growing role in financing infrastructure projects in developing economies, Africa in particular. There's a bill that has passed the House and is awaiting action in the Senate to boost international development and infrastructure financing, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Early on in the Trump administration, the White House wanted to cut some programs that encouraged investment in developing countries. Now the administration is backing legislation to increase spending. Kristen Vicasey is a political science professor at the University of Maine.
This is part of a broader sort of geopolitical economic competition as the United States tries to continue to maintain a strong presence in Africa, but also throughout the Indo-Pacific.
Where there are fast-growing economies and where U.S. investment is falling behind. The U.S. tends to spend helping businesses work in other countries, while China pumps money directly from the government into projects like new dams, bridges, and highways. Nirav Patel is president of the Asia Group, which advises U.S. businesses investing in Asia.
When you have effectively a large reserve of money that is effectively unlimited in certain instances, it's difficult for American companies to compete.
But Ray Washburn, president of the government's Overseas Private Investment Corporation, says the U.S. doesn't need to beat China on numbers. His agency is one of several that would see changes under proposed legislation.
You can't look at it, we're going to go spend dollar for dollar with them, because we're not, or project for project with them, because we're not.
Washburn says many of China's investments don't really pan out or don't help the countries where they are made, and that quality investment is much more important than quantity. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.